Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chinchengene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
The winning wisdom. And this morning too, I'm sharing with you by this same wisdom. Wisdom for financial freedom. Wisdom for financial freedom. Amen and amen. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 14. Proverbs 3 verse 14 to 35. 14 to 35, but when you go home, you can get time to read it. But I'm concentrating on Proverbs 3. Okay, let me read verse 3:1, then I'll jump to 13 to 18. Amen and amen. So Proverbs 3:1. Let's look at what scripture says there. Proverbs 3 verse 1. Proverbs 3:1. He said, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandment. Let your heart keep my command. He's speaking to us that we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't forget everything wisdom has been sharing with us. From beginning of the month, how many people record the things I've been sharing? You don't have to forget. Keep it. For you to win, you win by wisdom. You will need wisdom to win on every side of life. Amen and amen. So Proverbs 3 is speaking to us and admonishing us. And it's wisdom that was speaking to us. Let's jump to verse 13 to 18. Verse 13. Proverbs 3 verse 13. It said, happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. So happy is the man. It means that anytime a man finds wisdom. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. Speak in the language of the Spirit. May you find wisdom this morning. May you find wisdom. Farandos karamasos. Merandos kalamandos. Melandos kalamandos. Melandos kalamandos. Afila basura madamas. Levelos abarandas. After this morning, someone will go home happy. By finding wisdom. Mashallah marandos. Melamandos. 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 Kabandos salamandos. Le marandos salamandos. Le marandos calamandos. 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 Levele cabarandos, mafila marandos, marando marandos, vile vara, salababa baba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I will be happy after this morning because I have found wisdom. Glory be to God. So, verse 13 to 18, grab your jotter, grab your pen, let's delve into the word of the Lord. He said, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Verse 14. For her proceeds are better than the profits. Who is he talking about here? The man who finds wisdom, his proceeds. In other words, his profits. For her proceeds, in other words, her profits are better than the profit of what? Silver. And her gain than the fine gold. So a man who finds wisdom, your profit in life, is better than gold. A man who finds wisdom, your profit in life is better than silver. If you come to understand this, you seek after wisdom and stop seeking after any other thing. Tell God, give me wisdom. Somebody say, God, give me wisdom. Oh, shout it like you believe. God, give me wisdom. He said the profit, the proceeds of a man who finds wisdom is better than gold. Now, there are many things you are looking for, searching for in life. And you can't tell me, I don't know what is beyond gold. I don't know what is beyond silver, what is beyond diamond. Is there anything beyond that? Is there anything beyond that, that we quantify it as wealth? Is there anything beyond gold? Is there anything beyond it? Come again. Bitcoin. Now Bitcoin, they don't trade in gold. It's the gold they are using. Bitcoin is the lowest class. That one they say is the guitar, this thing. I'm talking about we have laid gold here. When gold is laid here, is there anything beyond gold? When we lay diamond, is there anything beyond diamond? And said, none of these things can you compare to wisdom. A man who finds wisdom will be happy because he has found something which is better, far better than diamond, far better than gold, far better than silver. A man who finds wisdom. So anytime a man finds wisdom, he will be happy. I pray wisdom will make you happy. I pray wisdom will bring you something that is profitable, something you can't quantify. Let wisdom bring you great wealth, great wealth. Your amen is weak. Your amen is poor. Shout the loudest amen. And I say that you're about to receive a car. You see the way people will jump. What do we use to buy a car? No, you just put wisdom aside. I'm teaching you something today. What do we use to buy a car? Put wisdom. It's not because I'm talking about wisdom. Huh? Okay. When you don't have wisdom, money will not come to you. Forget about a car. It's not from man we use to buy a car. It's not wind. We don't use wind to buy a car. We use money. But I'm taking you somewhere today for you to understand the value of wisdom. So that somebody, upon leaving, you will live and seek for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. That one of these days you go on a fast. And the fast you are doing is that, Father, give me wisdom. 3 days fasting. Praying and seeking for wisdom. What? Bring the scripture. Let's continue reading. I love it. He was talking about wisdom. Go back. It said, for her proceeds are better than the profit of silver, and her gain than fine. So when you find wisdom, you are gaining in life. You are winning in life. You are not losing. With wisdom, you can't lose. You will win. You will gain. Continue reading. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot. You can't compare marriage to wisdom. All the things you desire cannot be compared to her. You can't compare mansion to wisdom. Many have left the things that will bring us gain. We have left it behind, seeking after other things. There's a wrong destiny. You will not find it. You will not find it. There are places you search for president. You won't find it. You won't find it. There is I'm sure you will love it. You come to understand that we have been missing out in many things. Missing out. You say, among all the things we are seeking for. Among all, you can't compare it to wisdom. So wisdom outweighs all. It outweighs it. That is why we are done with school. And many of you are still struggling for job. The wisdom we acquire in school is not divine wisdom. You can't compare it to any other way. You can seek for PhD. You can seek for whatever you can seek. It's among the things you are seeking for. You can't compare it with her. Verse 16. Length of this. Now look, I'm showing you what wisdom brings. Length of this is in her right hand. Wisdom. Now, he was referring to wisdom as a person. I showed you that when you walk with wisdom, it's like walking with a man. You hold his hand. And I showed you Job 28. It talks about the fact that wisdom can see. It can search for things. It said in his right hand. In his right hand is what? Length of days. Length of days is not in paracetamol. It's in wisdom. Length of death is not in gym, going to a gym. Some have died on treadmill. What are you talking about? I'm talking about wisdom. In his right hand is left. Length of this. In his left hand is what? Where is riches? Where is riches? Where is riches? Is it in working in Ecobank? Is it working as a government? That's where riches come from. He said it's in the left hand of wisdom. I pray you will never be left out in wisdom. May God give you wisdom, 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 wisdom. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By receiving wisdom, you have received everything. I've received everything. Now, I love it how he put this one. And it's my prayer. This is my prayer. I don't wish for anything. When you have this, anything is possible. Length of this, riches, focal. For me to live and to have length of this and not to have riches. Don't let anybody deceive you. Money is good. I said money is what? I said wealth is what? Anything that is good looks good on you. So you deserve it. Don't let anybody deceive you. It's good. It's not evil. It's good. That's what he died for. He died that you might be rich. So we deserve to be rich. But to have money and not to have length of this is an error. That is why wisdom is comparing. And it's this one. When he gives you the length of this, he'll give you wealth to it. Then you enjoy it together. Verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. And all her paths, all her what? Paths are peace. Verse 18. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. And happy are all who retain her. May you retain wisdom. May you not put away wisdom. May you not do away with wisdom. Give it to me in MHC before we fly and show somebody how you can get financial freedom. MHC. Let's look at how MHC put it. MHC. MHC. It says she is the very tree of life. Oh, go back. 14. You are blessed. Everybody follow. You are blessed. Not when you meet Nana Akufo-Addo. You are blessed. Not when your uncle comes from abroad. You are blessed. When you meet Lady Wisdom. When you make friends with Madam Insight. Many are dating foolish girls. No wisdom. She is worth far more. She is worth far more than money in the bank. Her friendship is better. But play with wisdom. Play with wisdom. Her friendship is what? Everybody watching. Her friendship is what? It's better than a big salary. Her friendship. Her value exceeds all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. With one hand, she gives life. And with the other, she confers recognition. I learned that yesterday. One of the youngest, richest guy had his birthday. Were you called? Don't tell me. Were you called? Were you called? Okay. Oh, the man who's a guy. Eh? The man who's. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. In Kumasi, who knows you? Our man, one betty. So, even in this church, who cares about you? Who cares about you? Oma emre wants you. Oma emre wants you. Na yensi nyang senfre radio. Si abiti man koswa koyene. Wisdom. Come and see me. My father came.
I'm doing everything. People don't know. They don't know wisdom. They don't know wisdom. They have no idea about wisdom. The easiest way for a man to go up is to be humble. It's to be humble if you care to know. You can pray every prayer you pray. Pray and be proud. You have nowhere going. There's something resisting you. Don't complain. There's something resisting you. Pride is resisting you. Pride. I was there cleaning this thing. Cleaning this thing. I saw some of the students. Isn't this the picking man of God? I said, so. How we got here is by humility. A servant. I'm a servant leader. I serve my way to the top. I serve. Wisdom. It's not that the man has come. No, I'm going to wear my biggest suit and come and stand there and do like this and fold my hair. It's time for me to serve. It's an opportunity. It's not in Kumasi. It's in Accra. It's an opportunity for me to serve. To serve my way to the top. The whole of yesterday, I didn't bath. I didn't bath. I want to share his telling. I'm going to serve. In a hurry to go and serve. Wisdom! Wisdom. Wisdom. Her manner is beautiful. Her life wonderfully complete. She is the very tree of life to those who embrace her. Hold her tight and be blessed. He said, do what? Hold what? Wisdom tight and be blessed. Hold it tight. Wisdom. We have been destroyed by many things because we lack wisdom. Wisdom is introducing herself to us this morning. And he's telling us. He's the one that brings wealth. Bring riches. Bring whatever. Listen. Wealth doesn't go anywhere. Man can go to anyone. But wealth doesn't go to anyone. It goes to men of wisdom. I'm telling you. Everybody can have access to money. But for wealth and riches, it takes wisdom. I'm telling you. So for you to, maybe you just want to stay at that level of, I have money, this one. No. Money there. Anybody at all can have access to money. It's not money I'm talking about here. I'm talking about wealth. I'm talking about riches. For riches, it runs to men of wisdom. Men of understanding. If you don't have understanding, if you don't have wisdom, when wealth comes to you, it will kill you. It will hit you. It will destroy you. I'm telling you. It will destroy you. It will destroy you. Some of you, the more blessed you become, the more frustrated you can become. The more depressed you can become. The more suppressed you can become. The more tired you can become. Can you handle wealth? Can you handle riches? It comes with a... this one is not here. This one is not here. The bass guitar is this one is not here. Why? They can't handle weight. How then do you pray that the Lord should give you four companies? How? People get tired early. Too tired early. Because why are they? Ako Thursday. The night with the encounter with grandfather. Ako Friday. And a Saturday we call breakfast meeting. It's why they were break. Now, have you thought about something? We get tired early for wealth. For wealth to locate a man. It's not about this. My head. No. If you see anybody who is enjoying wealth, it means the person carry wisdom. And I pray because of wisdom, let wealth run to you. I said, let wealth run to you. Let great wealth run to you. Is my mic working? Is it working? Can you hear me well? If it's not working, let me know so I change it. It's working. So you can hear it. Powerful. So that is wisdom. Wisdom has introduced himself to us. We've gotten to know where wisdom, what wisdom brings, and where financial freedom comes from. It was God's desire that every man would live and walk in financial freedom and not in financial captivity. But financial freedom. But how? How? How can we? So until we embrace wisdom, we can't embrace wealth. Until we embrace wisdom, we can't embrace wealth. We can't. Proverbs 8, verse 1. Wisdom is also speaking here again. It said, does not wisdom cry out? And understanding lift up her voice. It means that many of us are complaining about wealth, complaining about money. But money is crying out to us. Wealth is crying out to us. Breakthrough is crying out to us. Understanding lift up her voice. Why are you not doing it this way? Stop it and do it this way. It's understanding that is lifting her voice. Stop it. Don't do it this way. Stop it. Don't do it. It's understanding that is crying out. How many people can hear it? Then we complain about this, about that. Whilst understanding is calling, it's crying out to you. Jump to verse 10. Is wisdom still talking? He said, receive my instructions and not silver. Wisdom is talking to her. He said, receive my instructions and not money. Just be committed to my instructions. Forget about what to eat, what to wear. Forget it. Just receive my instructions. Be committed to it. Be dedicated to it and not silver. And knowledge rather than choice gold. Verse 11. For wisdom is also confirming it here again. For wisdom is better than rubies and all the things one may desire. So it has confirmed twice. Job also confirms it. It has been confirmed twice. That is better than whatever we are looking for. I don't care where you have been. Because you decided to be here this morning by embracing wisdom, I decree and I declare, may wealth be transferred to you. Asian wealth be transferred to you. The wealth of our fathers and mothers be transferred. I pray, may the Lord open the treasures of heaven and release great wealth. As the riches is your portion. Take it in the name of Jesus. Somebody, money looks good on me. Wealth looks good on me. Glory be to God. Everyone can be financially free. Everyone. How? By engaging wisdom keys. Everyone. Everyone can be financially free. I love it when people are blessed. I love it to see young people. This one. Don't speak against it. Don't speak against it. When you see someone blessed, don't speak against it. Don't worry yourself. Don't speak against it. I love it when men are blessed. I love it to see a young person in his Mercedes. I love it. Not with the right hand, but with the left hand on the steer. Like, I love it. I love it. It's glorious. It's very nice. Very beautiful. I love it. I love to see a young man, 32, in his Range Rover, with a fully chilled AC, with a nice perfume on the body, and it has some frenos in all the car, and it is blowing like this. Some time ago, I bought a car from a man. I had to go and blow the car inside. Why? My God, there's too much transfer off to the under. As soon as you turn the car AC on, first day I shut in there, turn the AC on. I turn 5 minutes, I turn to look at the back. Is there someone else in the car? I said, where is this scent coming from? But it's nice. The car was a 20 whatever Toyota Corolla. You can't find such scent in Range Rover. It's not possible. Later I found out that the car was even used as a taxi. Then he painted it. I said, ha! No wonder. Tell me, I thought I bought a brand new car. There is glory. Tell somebody there is glory in wealth. There is glory in riches. So you need it. You need it. You need it. Speak to yourself. I need it. I want it. It's my portion. God died for you to have it all. God died for you to have it.
Man, what is the glory in the rich? What is the glory? Huh?
Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches. There is riches in glory. There is glory in riches. On joke.
As I'm dressed like this now, you see me early morning like this one. I'm coming, my brand new 2025 V8.
You have not seen my body yet. Not my this one. When they are stepping down, they don't step down like how we step up. Your leg come out. My bed 2 minutes. Now they are not out. You see their shoe before you see their face. Saturday, I saw my father coming out of the car. As I saw the shoe, I said, yes, this is my father. One V8 came to park. I rushed there. It was not the one. I said, sir, you can't park here. Go and park another place. Then I was there. They came to call me that. And I said, I don't want to be mistaken to rush to the car. And it's not the one. I saw the door open. I saw a shoe. I said, yes! I've not seen your face, but this is my father. A shoe that can pay for my school fees. I pray one of these days, God will decorate you with wealth. You see, anyone here, sitting here, it's possible for you to enjoy financial freedom. It's possible for anyone sitting here to be rich. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. So how? By engaging the wisdom keys. Engaging the wisdom. Because we are already blessed. He has given us that blessing to activate wealth. He has given it to us. How did I get to? Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Say, I am blessed. Amen. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. What are these spiritual blessings? He has blessed us with grace, favor, wisdom. Wisdom is a blessing. It's not something you see like this, you can hold and touch like this. But it's a blessing. He has blessed us with every spiritual, what? Blessing. I am blessed. As being a wise person, I'm blessed. Just being wise alone, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And by this blessing, what happens? Proverbs 10:22. It says, it's the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. That blessing. So if the Lord has blessed you with every spiritual blessing, which is wisdom, which is favor, which is grace, which is goodness, he said, by the blessing of the Lord, which makes one rich. It means wisdom as a blessing can make you rich. And he has no sorrow to it. You are blessed. You are loaded. Because of the kind of the deposit of wisdom, you are too blessed. We don't quantify our blessing by the material acquisitions or the things of this world. Hey, I am blessed. There are many things I'm enjoying today. It's by wisdom. 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 I was speaking to someone. I told a person. He said, man of God, how did he? I said, by reading. My first preaching appointment. Listen, it's not an error to learn from anyone. It's not an error. It's not an error to copy. It's rather a new style. Don't try to be your this one. it will take long for people to obey you. Ecclesiastes keep talking to us. Keep saying it, that there is nothing new under the sun. I was telling someone, my first preaching appointment, the first biggest honorarium I received from preaching appointment, first, was through a book I bought many years ago, The Power in You. I bought the book 20 cities. I received an honorarium of 15,000 Ghana cedis. 20 cities book. I used just chapter 6 of the book to preach a message. That's all. You can't be broke by wisdom. You can never be stagnated by wisdom. If you are stagnated, you have left, you have decided to be there. Apply wisdom. Give room for wisdom. Engage wisdom. So to be rich and wealthy in life is possible, but it takes wisdom. So man of God, what are we supposed to do? I'm giving you 8 wisdom keys for financial freedom. It's sad, I can't run you through all. Come, my time is up. It's up. 8 wisdom keys for financial freedom. Number one, recognize God as the source of all things. Recognize God. Recognize God as the source of all things. I don't have any source again apart from God. Because your source will determine your resources. Recognize God as your source. Many have many places they look to, many people they look to, but only God is my source. Man of God, what is your hope in life? I have God as my source. Man of God, why are you not shaking? Why are you not moved? Why are you not petted? I have God as my source. You'll be worried though if you have other things as your source and not God. Recognize it. Give him that recognition that I don't have any other source. God the Lord is my source. Why do we come to church? To come to church and to fail to recognize God as your source, you are wasting your time. You have just joined a fine club. God is our source. That is why we are sitting here. Because why? We are trying to connect to our source. 1 Corinthians 8:6. 1 Corinthians 8:6. 1 Corinthians 8:6. 1 Corinthians 8:6. Recognize it as your source. Yet for us, there is only one God. Say, there is only one God. The Father, who is the source. Is there anybody here who have different source? You have different source. There are people who have different source. But for me, God is my only source. The Father, who is the source of how many things? The source of how many things? And for whom we have life and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through and by whom all things, and through and by whom we ourselves exist. Recognize God as your source. I'm showing you the way to have financial freedom. I've never lacked from the day I started recognizing God as my source. I've never used any mind games on anyone. I will never try it. God alone. God alone. That as you do this, do bugata and take your money. No. I will never. Just as some men of God will say that the Lord is saying that everybody should this. No. I'll never say that. If the Lord tells you, fine. If the Lord has not told you, it's not a trend. I can't follow that. God is my source. It's not this I will do to live. God is my source. Have I begged you for money before? Anyone here, have I begged you for money? Have I taken something from you before? And what you give to me is what I shall give to you back. I don't need anything from you. God is my source. See God as your source. There are many sources. You have corned beef sauce. Mushroom sauce. Sardine sauce. Palava sauce. But God is my source. My only source is God. I will live. I will enjoy. Because why? The kind of source I've connected myself to, it doesn't run. That's it right now. This is my source. Psalm 16:2. Psalm 16:2. It says, I said to God, be my Lord, Without you, nothing makes sense. Without him, nothing makes sense. Men have disappointed us over and over, over and over, over and over. Some of you are not tired. You are still counting on men. One of these days you will die whilst men are alive. Count on God. Recognize him as your source. When men want to push you to a point, recognize him. Don't forget. I'm talking about recognition. Anywhere you get to, you recognize him. In a stranger, in a foreign land, recognize him as my source. He said, I have made a purpose in my hand not to defy myself in the against you. Why? I will not die. I will not die out of hunger. God is my source. Some of you, the moment God rushed to help you, by the time he gets there, someone is feeding you. He has to turn back. Another translation put it this way. He said, there is nothing good I have that you are not the one that gave it to me. Recognize him as your source. As your source. I will never miss my source. I will never miss my source. Sometimes you see the source will come through men. But if you don't take care, you recognize men as your source. That is when you start lacking. Someone can buy you a suit. Then you start looking at that direction as your source. No. No. The sea runs through other rivers. Men are rivers. God is the sea. For a sea not to lack water, it has to connect itself to the... For a river not to lack water, it has to connect itself to the sea. God is our sea. He never... Everybody run to him. He has everything. All kinds of fishes in the sea. Tilapia fish. Dog fish. You know we have dog fish. A fish that the fish look like dog. You've not been anywhere. You've not been. It's all just only Crowfoam. Only Crowfoam you have been to. Only Crowfoam. Go and stand under this one. Then you see God. You see, sometimes when you watch the animal kingdom, you come to one and say, hey, what a God. What a God. And namie. And there be a man. One of these is ask. Ask for dog fish. Ask. Then you see that you have a source. A source. A source. So, the number two. What wisdom key can I apply for financial freedom? Is there anybody here that is tired and wants to break through financially? Is there anybody here? Then apply these keys. Number two. Trust God. It's wisdom to trust God for everything. Depend on him for financial freedom. Trust him. Man of God, what is the difference between recognizing him and trusting him? Recognizing him, just acknowledging him. But trusting him is relying on him solely. Relying on him. 1 Timothy 6:17. It said, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us. He gives us how many? How many things? If he gives us all things, then we must depend on him, trust him. He said, as you speak to young rich people in this house, that don't put your trust in your money, but rather trust in God. Because why? It's a mistake for you to trust in money and not to trust the one who gave you the money. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Trust in him. Depend on him. Depend on him. Depend on him. For how many things? For how many things? Number three. The wisdom key. The wisdom of saving and investing. The wisdom of saving and investing. If you want to enjoy financial freedom, these are the wisdom keys. The wisdom of saving and investing. 1 Corinthians 16:2. Saving and investing. Said, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside. Tell somebody, lay something aside. Not eat all. Lay something aside. Storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collection when I come. Storing up so that you will prosper. Saving, savings, investing. Find out. Let it start small. One of these. Find out. You want to enjoy financial freedom and you don't have any saving, you don't have any investment, it's a wrong thing to be doing. It doesn't matter, you might be a student, but save. Save. It's wisdom to save. It's wisdom to invest. It's wisdom to save. 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 Don't say that when I get a job, I'll start saving. Me, when I'm to get a... You see, many people have postponed what is supposed to happen to them in the future. And they keep postponing it. And they keep entering the future. They enter the future, they postpone it. They enter another future, they postpone it. Start it today. Start it now. Start inquiring. I'm not saying go and invest in number one or whatever, whatever. Or men's gold. Find a well, whatever, whatever, and invest. Find out. Ask questions. Don't go and invest in funeral, whatever, whatever. You are not going to die today nor tomorrow. Don't go and do that investment. Do a better investment. Do a better investment. Glory be to God. Genesis 41, verse 34. It's a wisdom. It's wisdom God has given to us. That for us to enjoy financial freedom, this is what we have to do. You get money today now, shum, spend everything. Not even putting down. Aye. Let Pharaoh do this. And let him appoint. So someone was giving him the wisdom key. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. Verse 35. So what should they do? And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain. Store, save, store, save, store, stay, invest, store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh. And let them keep food, keep it. Keep food in the cities. Invest, save money. Invest, save money. Number 4, wisdom key. You must apply to enjoy financial freedom. The wisdom of Titan. The wisdom of Titan. Hey, I pity you if you are not Titan. The wisdom of Titan. Ha! One of these days I will share with you the mystery in Titan. The wisdom of Titan. Malachi 3:10. Malachi 3:10. It said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not. This is where my bet started from. This is where betting started from. Betting started from here. Try me. This is where it started from. You believe I'm better than the source of betting. Try me. Ah, now me grab me, I'm standing here. If I say try me now, you can. I won't miss it. How will God? Try me. Sir, let's try him. Let's try him. Let's try him. When was the last time morning and evening failed? No, it has never happened before. That we woke up and we never saw evening. We never saw morning. When? Ever since going and ask. Ever since. When I look at all these things, it tells me God can be trusted. When? Tell me. When was the last time you said it has failed? It can never happen before that a man tied and God failed him. Look at this scripture. Bring it. If I will not, God is talking to me, and try me now in this, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will be not enough room to receive it. Those of you who have been, where's Dennis? Come. Can hurry up. My time is up. Those of you who have been skillfully applying Titan. How is it? Oh no, it's not because I'm not. How is it? You know you have missing a lot. You know you have missed a lot. If I were to be any man of God, me, if I was to come by my own as a man of God and to preach, nobody called me. I called myself. And I don't fear God. I will never preach about tithe. I'll preach about other seeds, but not tithe. Tithe is too cheap. So a man of God who wants to exploit members, don't talk about tithe. Talk about fees. Tithe is 10%. There's someone here in the church. I don't know which kind of demons is doing here. This person can do thanksgiving seed, prophetic seed, but can't do tithe. The only obligatory giving, you hear me? It's not false. Apart from tithe, no giving is false. Offering is not false. Seed sowing is not false. But tithe is compulsory. That is the only obligatory giving in scripture. He said the 10% is for me. Give it to me. People said, now okay, let me give an equation for you. Someone the whole week, receive 100 cedis. The whole week, receive 100 cedis. Now, a tithe of 100 cedis is how much? 10 cedis. This person comes to church and give offering of 20 cedis. So you have realized that it's not the tithe that is difficult for him. But he's just struggling to be obedient. Have you realized it? So, 10 cedis and 20 cedis. Which one is difficult?
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. Want more? Head on to New Spring AG on Facebook and Instagram. Or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on New Spring AG. God bless you.
Lift 50 cedis and drop it. As someone has even dropped it, but such a person can be tied. Have you realized it? Meanwhile, even the person that dropped the 50 cedis, the whole week, the money that came to him was 200. A tithe of 200 cedis is what? 20 cedis. But this person has been able to give 50 cedis, but will not pay tithe. The devil is cheating you. You are cheating God. Have you realized it? So when we talk about tithe, and I'm talking about tithe, I just want you to be blessed. If it's about exploiting you, that young students, I have some young students in, they are at Konfanochi, my two young guys, they are doing medicine there. Two people joined their forces together. This one sold his phone, this one sold his phone. They brought this one together. They are sowing a seed of 20,000. They did. They came home, they brought the seed. I said, sir, let me tell you something. What cements your blessing is tithe. They went back and sent me a message. Man of God, we know you are a true man of God. Now, a tithe of 20,000 Ghana cedis is what? 2,000. So if I was to be a man that wants to exploit you, I won't talk about the tithe. I'll take this one because this one is bigger than the tithe. But people will do it and they will not be blessed. Their blessing will not be cemented. Because they fail to. You can give all kinds of giving, but if you don't give tithe, this is how he has cheated us and is cheating us. Say, try me. Try me. You see, some of you, God can go to the stand of, you see, it will stay there. He will give you another opportunity by opening an avenue. As I'm speaking to now, after today, I'm going to pray for everyone. After this week, there will be a traffic of financial explosion. I'm telling you. Now, God is going to give you an opportunity where someone is going to give you money just for you to use that money to try him. But you miss it, he'll give it to you again. You miss it, he'll give it to you again. Just for you to try him and see. Let me give you another equation. I'm writing a book on tithe very soon. The mystery about tithe. Now, those who have been paying their tithe and they record it, you see the sequence. Let me give you a clue. You have not watched this. You realize that every month your tithe shoots. Have you realized it? Why not realize it? You are realizing on page, sir. Every month your tithe, let's say last month you pay a tithe of 200 cedis. You realize that the following month you will pay 400. Then it's going higher. I've got into a dimension of my tithe. I said, how did I get here? If I tell you the tithe I'm paying now, you'll be sure. I'm now paying 6,000 as a tithe. Don't envy me. I started from somewhere.
Where is my phone? My phone. Give me my phone. Don't envy me. You can also start it. Don't come and say, man of God, I need this one. The last thing to do is to receive this one. No, don't come and say that. I want you to try. People in this house, you can ask them. I intentionally give someone money. I said, go and pay your tithe. I want you to change level. We will not already pork. The following Sunday, he will not pay a tithe. Already pork or start action. It's not today I started. I'm skillful about it. Tithe. So we are in which month? Okay, this was February. I'm skillful with it. Latter February tithe. So I paid middle, the latter I calculated. Tithe March. So yesterday, it was 2 days ago, I paid my tithe for this one. You see the figures here? It's not so small figures. As I paid it, you know, somebody released 500. I wrote latter March. So my latter March started from today. It was yesterday the person started it, and I noted it. Open your listening and let's see. And you can ask him where he started and where he's going now financially. See, I wish it could be projected skillful application. January 19th, 20 feet, 25 medical stores, 10. And see, January 26th. Sao February. SPIs. Perpetual appear. 9.35 MTN. They say MTN and first of all, do you know MTN has been selling interest? Ning now no T edge just so tight. And you want to cut him, but you who win and who said no. 9.35 a MTN interest. And I'm a one. MTN interest. You must send me the 6 point. Augustina 275 40 Augustina 380 Baden 130 Christopher Wed. Ward. Delivery fee 15. Hey. Kofi Manya 665. Mashukuda client. My God. Gagalozwa. Masses collection. Danny DPT Rep Francisca. Winina. Skillful application. Ekosa. March 9th. March 16th. For you to have financial, let me tell you something. Then I end here with you. Whichever dimension of wealth you are enjoying, there is more to it. If you start paying tithe, there is more to it. Some of you, maybe you are okay. You are okay where you are now. You are okay. But I'm telling you, there is more to it you can enjoy. There is more to it. Start it. Try him. I'm going to give you 50 benefits in paying tithes. 50. 50. 50. The number 5. 10. Wisdom. I'll just mention it, then we move on because of the time. The wisdom of strategic association. I love this one. The wisdom of strategic association. Let's depart from fools. Let's not work with fools. Be strategic about it. With your association, it's not anybody that can be your friend. It's not anybody that can be my friend. Strategic association. You see, don't quantify your bank balance or your wealth. Don't quantify your wealth by your bank balance. Quantify it by the quality of people you have in your life. Your wealth must not be quantified by your bank balance. Check my bank balance is, after paying my tithe, is empty. You don't quantify your wealth by that, but you quantify it by the quality of people you have in your life. If I take my phone like this, is someone looking for a passport, express passport? Okay, it's my friend at immigration. I just type immigration because I don't have their names in my head. I don't care. I don't. Okay, immigration. Then you give me about four options: Anita, Benjamin, Mr. Obin, Nancy, Ralph. Ralph, maybe quick. Okay, Ralph. Ralph! Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Apostle. Ah! Apostle, Apostle. Ralph, Charlie. May pay. Express passport, Ama. Obisessia. Okay, no problem, no problem. Open time. Open NF by 4 p.m. No problem. I'll sort it out. Man of God, I'll sort it out for you. Ralph, how much? Apostle, say you know me and you there. I can't take you anything. Oh, I'll just do it for you. Don't worry. Express, when you're doing, how much did it be? Bacho, 3,000. By just association, mentia 3,000. Hey, I want to go to Canada. Connection. I type connection. Okay. Connection. Okay. Danny, connection man 1. Danny, connection man 2. Danny? My baby per se. Apostle Nan said, yeah, over so quiet, you just got to go. I'm out there, call it trauma. But I wouldn't know. What the mayor man said, oh, yeah, I into own your baby auntie. A bar. Now what you are, we know now. What you are, ticket. Okay. Danny, may that say, yeah, Michelle. Bless you, bro. Strategic association. Okay, politics. Honorable. Okay, honorable. I have. Huh? This one is not honorable. Honorable memes. No. It's just a name. This one is just a name. No. Honorable Kandapa. Honorable Adenta. Honorable Abigail. NDC. Impasrasso. And I can say. Then Bernard, Honorable Accra. Honorable! One of my boys is done with school. Honorable. Immigration, Mano. Aye! Man of God, see the immigration. No, 30,000. I'm not going to but, why are you so much idea? Okay, Honorable Submit. Man of God, Submit. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Strategic Association. Me type is a CIA or Fonswa. Gary and Bean Seller. Shoemaker. Check. Strategic Association. Honorable Kwame, man of God, there's something I want to do for you every month. I said, I don't need every month thing. Every month thing can only take me for 4 years. After 4 years, it has ended. I said, don't worry, don't do it. He had wanted to put me on payroll. I said, don't do it. I'm a very smart man. Okay, let me work something for you. I'll not take it. But rather, any opportunity that will come, give it to me. Let me give it to some of my people. Okay. Whereby the person at the end of the month might be receiving 15,000. Honorable one mammy man can say, huh? What do you advance 5,000 every month, right? For 4 years. Because we're buying free swap. We're broke. Won't feel medium. So, an opportunity for one person to receive, let's say, 15,000, 20,000 is forever. Government job, you need it. Tinipano forever than me, beji we, akwaji 4 years. Strategic associations. Can I ask you, do you have any friend that as at now, as you are sitting here, you are in dire need of 10,000 candles they can give you? Go pray, friends in Kwan. Go pray. Tell somebody, go pray. Asa. Oh, and Raya. And Raya, friends, now you have. And Raya. As of what? And no yana got yami man scoop. And no yana me send him out. Oh, Kaukan in Temwa, friends. I pray the Lord should bless you. Like Abraham. Abraham said, I won't take anything from you. That tomorrow you come and say you are the one that has done me this. I pray for you that the Lord will bless you financially. I said the Lord should bless you financially. Strategic association. When you meet Abraham, ask him how he was blessed through association. When you meet Lot, he will tell you. Abraham and Lot. Abraham and Abimelech. Esther and Ahasuerus. Boaz and who? Ruth. Strategic association can cause you to be blessed financially. Strategic. My time is up. Strategic. It pains me that I couldn't take you through all. Strategic association. It's not about who hates you. Who hates you doesn't matter. It's about who likes you. Forget about those who hate you. It doesn't matter. It's about those that like you. The wisdom of hard work. Proverbs 14:23. Work hard. The wisdom of honoring men of God with your seeds. Some of these messages, I don't want to preach it, but it will help you. The wisdom of hard work. Proverbs 14:23. See something here. Proverbs 14:23. The wisdom. In all labor. In how many labor? In all labor. There is all labor. But idle chatter. Please only in all labor. I've seen it before. In all labor. It doesn't matter whether you are working on in all labor. I've seen somebody just carrying water. Access. From downstairs access to the church. Just water. That is not his work. But he's laboring. Somebody just seen him say, this guy is very committed by apostle. Can you give this thing to him for me? In all labor, there is a profit. In all labor. In all labor. In all labor. 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 Saturday was everywhere. Labor. I'm not going to be paid. But Bible is saying, in all labor, there is a profit. Anything you do a labor, there is a profit. I was not doing it so that I'll receive any madam from my father. I don't need it. There were other sons who were sitting down, came for front seat. I don't need it. Papa can't reward me. Yeah. Papa can't reward me. In all labor, there is a profit. In all labor, there is a profit. In all labor. In all labor. He sent three men of God. They should come. They should come and bless me. It's just release blessing. In all labor, there's a profit. In all labor, there's a profit. If you don't have anything to do, just wake up. Be praying the whole day. In all labor. It's laboring. There's a profit. Stop chatting. Stop wasting your time. In all labor. In all labor. Whatever you require, for pickers, start it. Bobo from see. Obokwa kotua. Obetu zio. In all labor, there's a profit. Don't waste your days. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your youthful days. Find something, do it in all labor. The wisdom of honoring men of God with your seed. Zechariah 8:12. With your seed. Honoring men of God with your seed. Once in a while. Carry your seed. Go and see a man of God. Sow it. Carry your seed. Go and see a man of God. Sow it. Prepare. Man of God. This is my seed. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. I carry a seat. Put inside bag. Droom, 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 droom. Dollars. Dollars. Going to sue it. I sue it upon returning back. I've had thrice. Is it a good English?
Yeah, thrice.
Thrice of the money I sue. The man of God, I didn't see him. He's afar off. Where the man of God is like fantastic. I'm sharing keys with you. Wisdom keys. Wisdom keys. In the kingdom of God, it's not occultic. Of course, don't share secrets. It's the way they keep it. But in this kingdom, we also have courts. He said, enter into his courts. We can't give it. This is our court. That's why you come, someone may say that, hey, the church is here, no more, do like, yes, it's a poor church. What is your problem? And we are sharing secrets. It's the secret I'm sharing with you. I can't keep it to myself. I've seen it. I'm sharing it with you. One of these is carry a seed. Zechariah 8:0. It said the seed shall be made for the seed shall be prosperous. Give it to me in Amplified. He said, the seed shall bring you prosperity. The seed. When was the last time you sow a seed into a man of God's life? To initiate prosperity. For there shall the seed produce peace. Your seed you give. It will produce peace and prosperity. The vine, just one seed. Look at the things that will happen. The vine shall yield her fruit. And the ground shall give its increase. And the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of these people to inherit and possess all this. When was the last time? I'm asking you. So I won't buy for financial. When was the last time? You carry your seed, man of God. Bless me. This is my seed. Bless me. This is my seed. I said I've received thrice within 1 month. Thrice! I said the thrice. I'm removing it again. I will eat it. I'm going to sow it again. December. Yes, imagine me on. What are you trying to scan with the master here to my young girl? You can't sow a seed. You can't sow a seed. Pepe. When you scan around, you mean maybe now I'll sow me. Pepe. Pepe. Both of you see what? Both of you say. It is it. Hey, ra. Like a pragya or hoya day. When you scan over, say pragya kum. Pragya kum. When you scan over, pragya kum. Two things, this is my life. Two things I do. This is my life. And that keeps me going. Me, from that day, as if it's a magnet, anywhere I go, I receive money. As if it's a magnet. I say, it doesn't work like that. That is the same key that turned our father into a... Our grandfather is blessed. I'm telling you. Loaded. Loaded. This is what I do. Any money that comes into my hand, me take investments and my take tight. The account. Oh, me take simple. I don't care. I just me take chess. No, sir. Elvis is here. He will tell you every Sunday my expenses. He will tell you. You ask him. Me not take me tight in the account. I want to tight expenses, and I may tell you need to see this. Mato Kobe, what? Hey! Now next month, you know, who shall you say be from free baby? What she? Sister, me say what she? Brother, what she? Cause you be say what she? So you reap. So you reap. So your seed will be made prosperous. Is there anybody here that has benefited from sowing seeds into men of God's life? Kasola. And so a man of God, I say, oh, you, I'll never give it to you like means sow seed or life. Because you are not a giver. What's the grounds you sow the seed to? Some of their waters are still. They don't sow seeds. If you're a man of God, learn how to sow it. Sister, businesswoman, learn how to sow it. Auntie, whatever, learn how to sow it. Police me. Which na kwa wuje bribe? Who yawn sound so? Who so see? I'm done. The last key, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Learn how to be thanking God. It will increase you. Jeremiah 30:19. Anything that comes to you, thank God. Thank God. Father, today I receive this. I thank you. Yesterday I received. I thank you. 5 cities. I thank you. 2 cities. I thank you. Thank you. Can you be on your feet? Thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Jeremiah 30:19. Psalm 67. Give me Psalm 67. Verse 5-7. Thanksgiving. Did anyone come with anything as a point of contact, his financial, whatever? You can take it into your head. He said, let the people praise you. Oh God. Let all the people praise you. And when they praise you, what will happen? The earth shall yield their increase. God, our God, shall bless us. If you came with anything, you owe anybody, you are believing God for whatever, anything that can be a point of contact, anything that you can connect it to your finances, together with your prayer card, you can also lift it, put it together. I'm going to just release a simple prayer, and something is going to work. Just begin to thank God. Whichever state you are financially, just thank Him. Just thank Him. By thanksgiving, He said, the earth will yield its increase. Thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. The earth will yield its increase. Thank Him. Thank Him. It will yield. Thank Him. Just thank Him. He lifted the loaves of bread and fish and began to thank God. It's like magic. It's a mystery. This is all I have. I lift it to you. In thanksgiving, I lift it to you. Kalabros kalab. I am grateful. I'm thankful. I live the sabahash. Kifandi libahata. Asula bihata. Kalega bahas. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what's something? Romans 8:32. What's something here? Somebody say, man of God, by doing this one, what will happen? So man of God, where will it come from? Listen. You are destined to enjoy free things. It's my life. I've been working in it for the past 2 years now. Free things. You are not blessed. If anything you have in your life, you work for it, you are not blessed. There's a kind of blessing and a dimension of blessing. People begin to give you free things. That is where I want to push you to. This I want to push you to. Oh, Diobi Kakra, a very foolish case. I'm telling you. Romans 8. 32 on the screen. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us all. Oh, there's only your man. Hey, what was up? Maybe I believe it. If you don't believe, your own wahala. Work, me, I don't want that life. Some name holding you be a juma pesca. After that, the car I'm sitting in is free. This one is free. This one is free. That is the free life I'm talking about. So we're seeing all your my year juma free. I say when me because what they compete in a year juma. So person bova night. Then we are catch up. The labor, whatever in Ghana. I also call Juma 8. No, a bit to be more because 6. 1.9. Yeah, some of peanuts. I had a daughter that was working in is it one of the restaurants here? I don't want to mention it. Restaurant here is around runabout. When they are ready to give you your pay, it's an Indian or Buddhist, whatever, then pay they're about to give it to you. They take it and go and do this in front of Buddha before they give it to you. Huh? Is that 3.5? I'm telling you, after next, God is going to cause you to walk in the realm. And that realm, you're going to enjoy three things. The one that believes it, I said you are going to enjoy free things. Free. Something free, the biggest free thing, is about to hit your life. Even Christmas, you believe it. Some of you can go and buy things at Oka Deco. They're saying buy one, get one free. You believe it, you go. What can't our God do? What can't our God do? What can't our... The only thing He had, His son, He gave it. How more can He give? He said, but deliver Him up for us all. Us all. Us all. Forget it. Who told you? You think God favors because you pray? Because you whatever. It's for us all. You can be closer to a man of God. It doesn't show anything. God is for us all. Maybe you have not met the man of God before. God is for us all. How shall He not with him. With him. Give us what? No, you have left something else. Free. Also freely. Give us how many things? Believe God for all things. Yesterday, Saturday, I saw a life. Those who were there saw it. Let's not play games, so. Let's not joke with this one. Papa was on stage. He declared, after this, somebody, money is going to enter your bag. We were all there. Who was there? If you are there, open your, let your hand. Just enter the bag. My God can do how many things? Hey, let me hear you. Can do how many things? You are not saying it because you don't believe it. All things. The all things is what I pray for you. You will never work for it. You will never beg for it. You will never suffer for it. My God is giving it to you for free. I said, take free money. Take free favors. Take free car. Take free job. Receive it in a double fold. Lift your point of contact. I decree and I declare. This week, men are entering into financial freedom. Financial favors. When men are supposed to be favored, they will be favored. Whatever you are seeking for, it is locating you. May God cause men to give you free. 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 Receive free. Free money in your Momo account. Free money in your bank account. May men give you freely. Without asking, may they give it to you. Without asking, may they give it to you. Get ready after this week. Something free is locating you. You will never beg for it. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. Lift it up. Father, I thank you. I bless you for your people. Anybody believing you for financial favors. Financial freedom. We are thanking you for perfecting it. Right now in this service, everybody lift your phone. Kale Gravasada. Shut! You know you have no idea. People have been working, yet they are not having it. They are not having it. Unless God give it, nobody can have it. That is why I'm saying God should give it to you. God should give it to you. God should give it to you. Lift it up. Father, I open the heavens over your people. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Let this week be a week of testimonies. Unprecedented testimonies. Strange testimonies. I open the portals. Let the portals be open. Strange testimony. With every point of contact lifted, we thank you for what you have done. We give you glory for what you have done. We bless your name for what you have done. Let every believer respond by shouting and loudness. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.